The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about estate planning, 401ks. We talk about the Secure Act, the second largest legislative event in 50 years on retirement planning. We're going to talk about that later on. We talk about Social Security. If it has to do with retirement, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff.
We have a big show for you tonight.
And we really, really do have a big show for you today. So let me go over with, before we go anywhere, let me introduce myself in case you didn't know who I was. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. I am the founder of and senior retirement planner of Retirement Planners of America, and we serve over 8,500 wonderful, beautiful families in 43 states. We are honored, we are privileged, and you know, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the eighth year in a row. 8 years in a row. Those guys are smart. They know their stuff. Anyway, let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, as you guys know, I had my Fearless Forecast last week for this year, for 2020. And the Fearless Forecast for this year is Dow 31,000. And I'm actually starting to get concerned that we're going to get to 31,000 like by the end of next week. I mean, the way this market is running, it's like, oh my gosh. And I'm actually going to call this scary good, okay? I mean, scary good is what I think. You know, if you look at the last 3 months, the S&P is up about 11%, maybe 12% at this point. That is a 48% run, okay, if you annualize it. That's a lot, folks. So we'll talk about that. But I'm going to title the first segment, As Goes January, So Goes the Year, okay? And we'll give you some stats on that. Now, also, one of the things that, and this segment here is good, I think, for everyone, but if you have any youngins, all right, if you have children who are starting to accumulate money, they've got their careers going or whatever, you may want to ask them to listen to this segment of the podcast, okay? And we podcast the show on our website. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And so we're going to talk about how to turn income into wealth. Okay, because income is not wealth, and wealth is not income. Okay, they're different. And so we're going to talk about five things that all of us should be thinking about, I believe, if we want to turn income into wealth. Now, also this week, what we're going to do is we're going to, as we do every week, answer questions with regard to when and how to get your Social Security benefits. And again, if you would like me to read your question on the air, all you have to do is send me an email, ken@rpoa.com. That's my email address. And if you send me that, I'll endeavor to answer your question, unless it is too hard, in which case I won't even read it because I don't want to be embarrassed on the air. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. I know the answer to every Social Security question. You cannot stump me. In fact, I dare you to even give it a try. Go ahead. Make my day. All right. Now, also this week, we're going to talk about the foundational philosophy behind how we manage money for our clients. And that is that we believe you should buy, yes, because if you don't own any investments, it's hard to have money to grow for you, et cetera. You should hold it, meaning manage it, make sure that it's the investments are still appropriate and that you're rebalancing and controlling risk and all the rest of it. But we believe that more important than those first two steps, the buy and hold part, is the protect part. Which means that there need, in our view, there's a time when you have to say to yourself, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to take my marbles and I'm going to go home and I'm going to sell. And we believe that's very important, particularly for those of you who are retired or retiring soon. And that's who we work with primarily. So that's where we sit. Now, that is contrary to the commonly held idea of buy and hold. And so I wrote a book called Buy, Hold, and Sell, which is on Amazon. You can buy it if you'd like. And all the proceeds we get from that go to the Boys and Girls Club. So, and we've given a few tens of thousands of dollars already to the Boys and Girls, so you can help that. But in the book, I talk about buy, hold myth number 5. Okay, I've got several buy, hold myths. And number 5 is you shouldn't sell. Because if you sell, what are you going to do? You're going to go sit in cash. And then when you're sitting in cash, you're not going to make any money. And that's bad. So don't do it. Stay in. Well, I'm going to tell you why that is inane, okay? Inane. I-N-A-N-E. Yeah, you can look it up. I think that's inane. Jack is my English skeptic. Wait a minute. That's not a Scrabble word. So anyway, we'll have that one for you later on. We'll talk to you about why sometimes cash is king, and that is, and we believe it is a good thing to have as part of your strategy. So, most shows would stop right there, Jack. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we're going to talk about the Secure Act and how it affects your estate planning. And we're going to have part 2 this week, which we are talking about how the Secure Act has created a potential tax time bomb. You're just loving that sound drop, aren't you? There you go. So there we go. We got the tax time bomb drop. And we'll talk about why that could be a tax time bomb for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, or maybe even you if you inherit an IRA from somebody. So we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So we have, I believe, a fantastic show lined up for you. I'm sure you'll stay tuned for the entire program. Before we go anywhere, though, I want to tell you a little bit. For those of you who kind of follow the show, you know that I was on a tennis team that we went to nationals. We came in 4th. I was on an over 40 team. And of course, I'm 62. So I was playing with some people that were 2 decades younger than me. You know, so they move around the court a little faster than I do, but maybe I'm a little smarter than they are. So it kind of makes it interesting. But be that as it may, I overused my legs in the process of all those matches that we played, and I had terrible tendonitis. So I haven't played tennis in December or January. I'm not playing until February. So I did the Roger Federer thing where I'm just taking time off, letting my body heal. And I've been doing the leg workout every other day. So my legs are bulging, muscular legs now, when before they were little spindly things. And on my off day from doing my legs, I've been doing yoga. And folks, let me tell you something. I'm sure everybody's heard yoga's good for you and all that. You have no idea how awesome it is. I mean, now if I don't do yoga, I feel like a tightened up crab. You know, it's a great thing to do. Anyway, let's talk about as January goes, so goes the year. 82% of the time, if you go back the last 50 years, if January is up, then that year was up. And in an election year, I'm sorry, let me qualify that. And that's according to Bloomberg. So this year, if it holds, you know, it's There's an 18% there that won't, so it's not 100% guaranteed. But it looks to us like January is going to be a positive month, and therefore we believe this is going to be a positive year. And in fact, we talked about last week our fearless forecast, which is Dow 31,000. Now, along the way, we believe that there is going to be a correction, okay? And if you look at how fast and how high the market has risen here in the last 3 months, we believe we are setting up for a correction. What's that? It means that the S&P or the Dow could fall potentially 10% from the levels they are now. Now, is that a reason to panic and freak out and all that? No, not necessarily. But it is going to cause consternation and cause people to think, about that. Now, so let me give you some solace because I do think, or some courage, because I do think we're going to have a correction. But I think what will happen is when you get a correction, usually what happens is the people that were missing out, they're like, oh, finally, there's an opportunity for me to buy. And so they buy on the back of the sellers, and it usually bounces back pretty quickly. So that's why it's called a correction. I think we're going to see that here in the next 2 or 3 months. I see it as a buying opportunity. Why? First of all, the China phase one deal was signed, and it looks like there's more on the way. Retail numbers, the best in 5 months, according to the Labor Department. Consumer confidence, the Michigan Confidence Index, the highest in 19 years. And consumers drive 70% of our economy. That's a good thing. And then finally, home builders. Back-to-back upbeat months, confidence with home builders is the highest it's been in 20 years. And if you think about all the products and services that come with a home being built and how good that is for the economy, we believe that's a very good sign for the economy going forward and therefore for equities. So we're very bullish, but we're also cognizant of the fact that things can change quickly. And as I talked before, you know, in our firm, we always look to the exit. We want to know where that exit is whenever we go in anywhere. You know, if you think about the Marines, that's what they do. They look around to see, how do you get out of this place? I don't want to get caught in here if bad guys show up. And we're the same way. We're always looking for where is the exit and do we need to take it? And that's why we have our buy, hold, and protect strategy. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then what I encourage you to do is to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And if you go there, what you'll see is we have articles, we have podcasts, we have videos, lots of information where you can educate yourself on retirement planning specifically. That's where our target is. And while you're there, if you'd like, you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. You can click on Meet with an Advisor. You can go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. We've had tens of thousands of people attend our seminars over the last decade. I would encourage you to go to one. If you haven't had one of our world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies, you want that. They're good. They're an inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. We make them with those chocolate chunk, right? We don't make them with chocolate, with chips, because that's wax. It's paraffin. You don't want to eat wax. You want real chocolate that melts all over your face and it gets on your hands and your pants. And meanwhile, you're learning about your finances. That's what you want. And you can find that, webinars, and tons more on our website. So go to rpoa.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to turn income into wealth. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering about that music we just played, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently, those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. And if Sean Connery knew that, oh boy, would he be mad. He would.
Fascinating.
Oh, Mr. Spock. Yeah, and very logical, too. Anyway, so, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred on this show. Now, welcome back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And I am also the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that we specialize in retirement planning. We work with people primarily who are over 50, retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, we'd love to meet you and see if there's a fit and if we can help you. This show is designed for you. Our website is. We got all kinds of stuff that we'd love to have help you have a successful retirement. So Recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And of course, without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. And we serve over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families, and we're so honored and privileged. And again, if you're not a client, we'd love to see if there's a fit for that. So it's rpoa.com is our website. Now, we're going to talk now about how to turn income into wealth. Okay. And there's a difference. A lot of times people think that, you know, because somebody has a high income, that they are wealthy. And I can tell you that ain't necessarily so. In fact, in a lot of cases, there are people that have a very high income and they are actually poor. You know, I remember years ago, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, I think it was it Bum Bright? Who he had to sell the Cowboys. The name's escaping me. But very high income, but lots of debt, and that debt forced a sale of the Cowboys at that time to the next owners of the company. So of the Cowboys. So it's not how much income you have that determines how much wealth you have. They're different. So the difference between the two, to get a little technical with you, is the difference between an income statement and a balance sheet. So the income statement is where it shows your inflows of cash, your outflows, and your net. Okay, and then you have a net income. So that shows your income. But the balance sheet shows you how much you have accumulated in wealth from that income that you got. So in other words, if you're spending all your income, that balance sheet is going to show a bunch of zeros on it. If you've borrowed money and you're spending all of your income, then it's going to show a negative on that balance sheet side. So the idea is you want the balance sheet side to show a positive by transferring income over into the balance sheet on the positive side. So the first thing you do to do that is spend less than you earn. Okay, I know this is novel, earth-shattering. No kidding, Ken. Well, guess what? Even though it's pretty basic and everybody knows this, I think, I would venture to say that there are a lot of people that aren't doing that. Okay, so spend less than you earn.
Wow!
Okay, and then just and the second thing is, don't confuse debt with wealth. You know, sometimes you see people who drive this, fancy car, they have a fancy house, and they got all this stuff, and you think, wow, they must be really wealthy. Well, it depends. If they did all that with debt, then they're not wealthy. They've accumulated a lot of debt, which in my view is a poor person. It's not a rich person. There are some very poor people that make $1 million a year, you know, and I've met them. They're so in debt that they are less wealthy than somebody who makes $100,000 a year, but that has saved up some money. Okay, so there's a huge difference. Now, number four on this list of five is that rich people, you know, buy luxuries last. If you look at the truly wealthy people, they buy the fancy stuff last. They take care of the first stuff first. You know, and Warren Buffett and, Walton and others, these super wealthy people, are examples of that. You know, they eventually get to the good stuff, but they take care of the basics and making sure that they are financially sound and secure first. So order how you do stuff. I know you want that beautiful red Ferrari or whatever it is that is catching your eye, and that's fine. But don't buy that one first, okay? Make sure that you are financially secure first, or at least have enough income and wealth to do that. Now, the next thing is, and this goes back to don't spend more than you earn, and that is manage your spending. You know, it's not just a function, it's not just saying, spend less than you earn. That's easy to say, but the exercise of doing it is what I'm talking about in this fifth part of this discussion. And that is, look at where you're spending your money and decide for yourself. You know, one of the things that we talk about with clients who we want to create a budget for them, you know, they come in and they say, should we have a budget? How do we get our spending under control or whatever it may be? My answer to that is, you can't create a budget because everything you're spending money on, you want. So how am I going to convince you not to play golf, you know, or not to eat out or not to do whatever it is that you love doing? You love doing it. You want to do it. That's why you're spending the money. So what you can do is you can manage that, which means that don't do as much of it. You know, if you eat out at restaurants 5 days a week and you're spending all that money, How about eating three times a week? The two times that you're not, eat at home, you know, and then you save that money and you add it up every week and it turns into thousands of dollars potentially. So managing your spending means bringing it down into a level where now you're spending less than you make. You take that difference and you create wealth with it. Okay, so some thoughts for you. And by the way, if you have any youngins that you think this discussion that I just had might be of interest, send them to our website. It's rpoa.com. And if you go to our podcast section, each of the segments are independent, so you can click on just this section to listen only to this section if you want to again, or have them listen to it.
I'm glad we had this talk.
I am too, Tom. Who knew that Tom Cruise listened to this show? This is great. That was Tom Cruise. Wasn't it? No? Okay. All right.
I'm glad we had this talk.
That's Tom Cruise. That's from Maguire or whatever, right? Yeah, there you go. Anyway, let's do some business here, Jack. We got to do some business. Some business here, speaking of Maguire. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you with your retirement planning. And what we can do is have you go to our website once again. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. What we want to do, one of the things that we do with prospective clients and with existing clients is we do what's called, we call the retirement cash flow plan. And what we do there is we look at your spending, we look at your sources of income, and we actually look at that and we look out into the future and we make some assumptions, we project it out to see if you have enough money to retire on, to see if you are spending too much, if you need to control that, the discussion we just had, to see if you need to still save up some money to be able to retire, to look at how much risk is appropriate for you with your investments. We can also look at when should you take your Social Security and how. So we got lots of information we'd love to share with you, and you can find it all on our website. It's rpoa.com. So we'll look forward to meeting you and seeing if we can help you. Okay, so now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about when and how to get Social Security benefits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, but of course I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And you know what? If diamonds are a girl's best friend, then good financial planning ideas are even better, because you know what? If you do it right, then you can buy lots of diamonds. That would be fun, would it not? Or maybe not. Maybe you're not into diamonds. I don't know. But anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and I am your host, Ken Morave. And I am the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And as the name implies, we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work with over 8,500 wonderful, beautiful families in 43 states. We are honored. We are privileged. And, you know, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually three times. Last year was the third time, so we're very excited about that. We're thankful. But again, without our clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, we're going to talk about Social Security in this segment, and it is probably, I would say, of all the things we talk about with people, Social Security is probably the most talked about one. And rightfully so, because it's essentially a pension. And it is one that is extremely complicated. You know, in fact, if you go on the Social Security website, you'll see there what they themselves will tell you. There are over 9,000 ways to get Social Security combinations. And that's a lot. That's a lot of combinations. And if you are a person who is not trained in this stuff, I would venture to say that you are probably at a disadvantage when it comes to making a decision as to how and when to take your Social Security. So therefore, what we've done is we've put our retirement planners through a six-week training program, and we've certified them. And so if you talk to one of our guys and gals, then they will be able to hopefully answer your questions on Social Security, when you should take it, how you should, etc. Now, for purposes of this show, if you have a question about it, about Social Security, send me your question. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, and I will endeavor to answer your question. So here's a question. I plan to continue working and delay my Social Security retirement benefit until I am 70 years old. so that I can get the maximum benefit by that time. And she says she'll be covered under her employer's health care plan. And this company has more than 20 employees and therefore will not be required to sign up for Medicare Part B at age 65. However, she says, I'm wondering if I should go ahead and sign up for Part A at 65 since there's no cost. Is there ever a time when it wouldn't make sense to go ahead and sign up for Part A at 65? And that is an excellent question. You know, because that one of the things that I've seen happen is people think that because they're covered at work that they don't need to. And so this is a great question. So let me answer it. The only time it would not make sense to enroll in Part A of Medicare, if you have healthcare through your company, is if your employer is contributing to a healthcare savings account for you. Okay, the healthcare saving account contributions must stop upon enrollment in Medicare. So if you're getting contributions made to your plan for you, you don't want to stop those by signing up for Medicare. Otherwise, Part A will probably provide more hospitalization benefits than you're getting in your employer plan. But again, you want to compare. But generally speaking, it probably does. Okay? So a thought for you there on that. Let's see. I have another question here. Can I get to it? I started taking Social Security benefits at 63. I only found out about the earnings test after I did it. Okay, so this is a person who makes, oops. Do I have to contact Social Security about the withholding? And the answer is if you earn enough that all of your benefits will be withheld because of the earnings test, which we've talked about before, before 66, you don't need to do anything to suspend. However, you do need to notify the Social Security Administration of your expected earnings. They like to withhold benefit at the wages as the wages are being earned, not pay them, and then have to collect an overpayment later. So if you are under the age of 66, your normal retirement age, and you are working, be very, very careful about the decision to take Social Security early, okay? Make sure you talk to somebody who can help you with that. So let me make you an offer. If you go to our website, it is rpoa.com. If you click on Meet with an Advisor, then you can talk to one of our retirement planners. We can schedule a time to visit. And now, if you do that, we want to talk with you about the entirety of your retirement planning, okay? Not just Social Security, although that'll probably be a large component of it. But we also want to talk to you about how to save on income taxes. That would be a good conversation, wouldn't it? We want to talk to you about, do you have enough money to retire on? Where do you get your income once you are retired? What about your 401k? Should you roll it over or not? We want to talk with you about a variety of topics that retirement planning entails, help you to build a plan, and we want to do that for you at no charge or obligation. Now, if we can help you, that is just fantastic. We're so happy. But if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. And there, as I said, there is no charge or obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely that. I have made some very good friends over the years with people who have not become clients. And Max, if you're listening, I'm talking to you, man. He's 10 years now, and he's still talking, and he hasn't become a client. But that's okay. Anyway, we'd love to visit with you and see if we can help you. And, you know, good karma is good for everybody. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our buy hold myth number 5, which is, hey, don't ever sell, because if you do, you'll be sitting in cash not making any money, and that's bad. Well, stay tuned. We'll debunk that one when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. And, you know, one of the most gratifying things, I have to tell you, I don't have a big ego. In fact, I think I'm, despite how I may be perceived by when I do this show, I'm pretty self-effacing, I think, humble, I think. I actually think I'm the humblest person that you know, Jack, in fact. I'm more humble than you. But and I'm not competitive, but I am more humble than you are. Okay, I'm the least competitive person you know, and I'm less competitive than you are. You get that? You understand that? I'm less competitive. Anyway, one of the things that's kind of fun about doing this show is that I get recognized by Uber drivers. You know, the other day I was in an Uber, and he goes, "Ken Morave, I've heard that name before," and I'm like, "Okay, maybe," and he goes, Money Matters. And I said, yeah. And he goes, you do that radio show. And I'm like, he goes, I listen to you all the time.
Do I get a discount? No.
Right. I didn't ask for the discount. No, he's not going to give me a discount. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, and I am the founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And we now work with over 8,500 wonderful and beautiful families. And we're very proud of that. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, actually for the eighth year in a row, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm very proud of that. It's wonderful. But without our clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, we thank you so very much. And this is the part of the show where we talk about how we manage our clients' money. So not only do we talk to our clients about income taxes and estate planning and Social Security planning and cash flow planning and all those kind of things, but, you know, as that guy Popiel used to say, there's more. We also manage our clients' monies for them to the extent that they let us, right? So, and the foundational philosophy behind how we manage money is protection of principle. Okay, that's first, job number one. And the reason why is because we have two goals for our clients. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so we want your money to support your lifestyle. And we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to go play and have fun. And we want your investments, your retirement money to support the lifestyle for the rest of your life. And so we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have peace of mind. And you know, peace of mind is incredibly valuable in my opinion. You know, it's like sleeping at night. You know, I met this one guy. He drew a picture of a square with these two little squares on it, and with a little square on it. And he goes, "You know what that is?" And I said, "I have no idea." He said, "That's my bed." He said, "You know what the little square is?" I said, "Your pillow." He goes, "Yes. What I want is I want to be able to lay in the big square and put my head on the little square and sleep without worrying." So I said, "Well, that's I love the visual. Thank you." So that's what we want for our clients is peace of mind and not worrying. Okay. Now, the foundational philosophy that we have for that is our strategy of buy, hold, and protect. And what I mean by that is that buying investments is very important, selection and how, what you invest in and all that, very important part of that process. Part two is holding, which means you hold your investments, you manage them, you trim the tree a little bit, you rebalance, you do all that kind of stuff. That is part of the holding process, and that's also very important, and I believe that. But I think that buy and hold that stops there is incomplete. It's two legs of a three-legged stool. And if you think of a three-legged stool, if you only have two legs and one of the legs is not stable, then you got an unstable stool. And the last thing you want, folks, is unstable stool. Trust me. therefore, that third leg is sell, right? It's the protection of what you have built. And we believe that's very important. Now, I've read that, you know, one of the reasons why you would not want to sell your investments, and by the way, our strategy is said to sell in November of 2007, which was, you know, before 2008 when the great market crash came and we saw the S&P go down 57% and all that kind of stuff. And those that followed our advice, that followed our strategy, were out for all of 2008 during that whole credit crisis, market crash stuff. And so our strategy is still here, and we're going to implement it again, hopefully when the next bear market comes, and to help to protect again when that happens. Now, the buy hold strategy says that's not a good idea. Don't sell, you know, play through. And one of the reasons is because, hey, you know, if you sell, what's going to happen is, where are you going to put the money? You're going to put it in a money market fund? What are you kidding? You're not going to make any money when you're doing that. That's a terrible idea. Well, let me tell you, Benjamin Franklin once said that a penny saved is a penny earned, okay? And I think that's a true statement. So if you had followed our advice and you were not in the S&P 500 in 2008 and the S&P went down 57%, in my view, by not losing 57%, you made 57%, okay? That's my view of it. Now, I could be wrong, but that's how I look at it. So even if somebody made zero that year, meaning sat in cash and cash is paying nothing, made zero that year, but did not lose, my view is that not losing part made. And that's why this is so important. And also, you know, because our clients are people that are retired and they're going to be drawing from their investments, they're going to be living on that money. We have very few clients that don't do that. Therefore, protecting that principle, the engine of your income, is so important. And that's why we believe you should have a buy strategy, yes, a hold strategy, of course, but more important than the other two, a protect strategy. Now, if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, we have articles and videos and podcasts on about our strategy. You can look at it for yourself and see if we're all wet or not. We also on there have a variety of other resources available to you on estate planning, on income tax planning, on investment strategies, on when you should take your Social Security. We have, you know, one of the things that we talk about also is that Social Security, the IRS. Wow, did I say IRS? Man, that woman is like ready to scream the moment I say that. It's amazing. She's like sitting there. She's like the Amazon Alexa, right? She's listening all the time. The moment I say IRS, boom, she's gone. We need to investigate that. How does she know I was going to say it? Anyway, the IRS wants to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. Did you know that? 85%. Well, we will show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. Yes. Also, we'll talk about your magic number. You can find out how to calculate how much money we think is appropriate for you if you want to retire. We'll talk about what is called your hurdle rate. I just drew a blank. Your hurdle rate, which is the return that we believe would be appropriate to accomplish supporting your lifestyle for the rest of your life, taking into account taxes, inflation, all that kind of stuff. So there's lots of great information. You have the ability to meet with one of our retirement planners if you'd like, go to one of our seminars, watch our webinars, lots of information. So go right now, rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Secure Act and the tax time bomb it may have created for anyone who inherits an IRA. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies.
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we want to wallow in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
We want supersonic
Who
planes.
Who wants a private landing field too?
We want private landing fields too. Frank, thank you for that. Man, that guy goes on and on and on. Once you get him singing, you can't stop him.
Stop whining.
Hey, Jack, be careful. I'm the host here, not you, right? Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. We are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, then this show is designed for you. Our practice, everything we do, we want to help people to have a successful retirement. And we have two goals for our clients. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. Okay, so we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And there's a huge difference between those. And Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the third time in 2019. So a flyby. Ooh, nice. Thank you, Jack. And we're very fortunate. We are so thankful. We work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families. And you know what? It is the motivation behind everything that I do, certainly, and I think everybody in our firm does. And that is to help as many people as possible have a secure and wonderful and successful retirement. So thank you for listening to this show. Now, if you have, in fact, done everything right, and now you have amassed a huge estate. And of course, if you listen to the show, that's going to happen to you. We all know that, right? I'm kidding. Then you'll have something left over to leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And that's, of course, called estate planning. And we're going to talk this week about the Secure Act, which was passed at the end of last year. Last year, what, 3 weeks ago? It sounds like a long time ago at the end of last year. But anyway, the Secure Act created, in our view, a tax time bomb. You're on it, Jack. And last week I went through over part one, and this week we're going to talk about part two. And part two is regarding those of you who have trusts. So if you have a trust, the Secure Act may affect you. So, but before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're talking about the Secure Act. And I'll tell you something funny. The Secure Act, what does it stand for? It stands for the Security Enhancement for Our Communities and blah, blah, blah. It's like they came up with the word secure, the acronym, and then they filled in the, what it actually means afterwards, and they created this like really dumb thing. But anyway, the Secure Act, one of the things that I discussed last week, and if you want to get the foundational part of this conversation, go listen to last week's podcast on the Estate Tip of the Week part. Now, one of the provisions that they eliminated in the new tax law is the what is called the stretch provision, which means that when you inherit an IRA under the old law, what you could do was you could take out what are called required minimum distributions. And those required minimum distributions are a certain amount you have to take out over the rest of your life. Well, they said that's too long. We don't want people to stretch taking money out of the IRAs and, you know, defer the taxes for the rest of their life. So instead, they created a new 10-year rule, okay? So the 10-year rule says that when you inherit an IRA, you've got to drain the whole thing out within 10 years. And so the reason why we say it's a tax time bomb potentially is because if you don't take the money out and you wait till the last second, by the end of that 10th year, you got to take it all out at once and you'll have a big honking tax bill, all right? You don't want that. You don't want honking tax bills. Now, one of the things that also it created is a problem potentially for people who have named trusts as the beneficiary of their IRAs. So basically, to make a trust a beneficiary of an IRA, The government, the IRS, gave us language, and there's two kinds of trusts. One is called a conduit trust, and the other is a discretionary trust. Now, you probably don't know which one you have, but if you have a trust as a beneficiary of your IRA, it's probably one of those two, because those are the only ones that the law allows to be beneficiaries of an IRA. Now, the problem with the language of those is that it causes your beneficiaries to have to violate the law. Because what it says is you have to take the required distributions as they are needed. Well, guess what? The new law doesn't require you to take it out until the last day of the 10 years. So basically what it means is you have forced your heirs, if you have a trust as beneficiary, to wait the 10 years and then take it all out in that 10th year, and boom, that's when the bomb hits. So if you have trusts as beneficiaries of your IRAs, seek out somebody to talk with you. Make sure you talk to a professional about that and see if you need to change it. Okay? So, what do they say? A word for the wise. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then we would love to meet with you. We'd love to see if we can help you. And you can go to our website. It's rpoa.com. While you're there, you can watch our webinar. We have what I think is the best retirement planning webinar in the whole world. And that's just my unbiased opinion, okay? And I'm not biased. But I think you'll love it. You'll learn a lot. And also, if you would like, you can go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. If you can hear my voice, there's one. And you can find the locations and times and places. I guess locations and places are the same thing. But while you're there, you can also click on Meet with an Advisor. You can schedule a time to visit with one of our retirement planners. You can educate yourself on all kinds of stuff with regard to retirement. We want to help you to achieve the two goals. One is that your money lasts as long as you do, and secondly, that you have financial peace of mind. If we can do that, whether you're a client or not, we're happy. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and avail yourself of all of the above. Now, you know what? This show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's
tell me the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.